me. Welcome to Highway Diary. I'm your host, Eric Hollibar. With me, Kyle Smith, episode 119. We're at Siberia right now. We're outside.
Yeah.
Show's about to start. Corey Mack's hosting comic strip and shit. My main man, Corey Mack. He was on podcast a few rounds ago.
Hello, Corey. Corey's the shit.
I want to start by talking a little bit about Sunday Roast Battle at the La Nuit, Kyle Smith, because you've been you've been to all three of them. Mm-hmm. So you've been watching the evolution of what I've been doing.
Thank you for putting me in it, my nigga.
Every time I got you on, you saved the day, too, because Fonzie was supposed to be my battle partner.
Yeah.
And then you read a text message. Where did that text message go?
Well, this is not Alex Fonzie. That was supposed to be my... So he wrote, not going to make it because I'm scared to lose to you, and you're going to say hurtful things about me.
That's what it says right there.
That's what it says, right? That's real. That's real, right?
The text message said, I'm sorry I'm not going to be able to make it. It's because I'm a scared little pussy, and I refuse to battle you. I accept defeat and bow down. I guess he put a fucking emoji picture of a motherfucker bowing down up there. Yeah, he had some bullshit. He was like, you pussed out. So.
Well, at first he told me at 2 p.m. You know, I'm trying to put a show together.
Yeah.
I'm calling everybody.
Everybody's
I'm texting.
I'm getting fucking messages and shit. Fucking Facebooking. I'm like, what the fuck
I just want to make sure everybody. You know, I booked people 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I want to make sure everyone still knows
everybody's
about
in
it.
Advance.
Touch base.
Uh-huh.
You're coming. Okay, cool. You're coming. Okay, cool. I'm doing that with everybody. And he goes, my car broke down. And then he goes, I'm in Slidell. I'm out, you know. So I go, okay, you're in Slidell. Let me get Bill. I thought Billy Healy was coming from Baton Rouge. He could go to Slidell. He could pick him up. They could go. Apparently he's in Metairie. But Billy Healy still went from Metairie to Slidell to pick that guy up. Doesn't get in the car. Wasn't there. Billy Healy didn't even see him. He could have been in Jamaica avoiding battling me. So I just want to.
Wow.
Fonzie, I'm calling you out, motherfucker. You better show up June 21st at the Sunday Roast Battle of La Nuit if you got any guts and face me in a battle.
Like a wrestling montage. Or some
I'm cutting a promo right now. So we'll see if he shows up. But Kenneth Harris was attacked.
We attacked the shit out
of him. So it started as another fake kind of round between you and John Rowe. You and John Rowe did it twice already.
Yes.
We kind of bamboozled Kenneth Harris in a little. What happened?
Yeah, he came in disrespectful. Like, he came in.
Wow.
He came in late as a motherfucker, of course, Kenneth Harris style.
Right.
Fucker, he comes in late and then he sits down. He's like, boo. I'm like, nigga, don't you boo? What are you doing?
He was booing?
Yeah, he's doing boo out there. He threw like two or three boos out there. I was like, nigga, what is he doing? Cut that. What? Are you seriously booing? He's like, man, this shit sucks. I was like, shut your face, son. Shut the fuck up. So you just get here, you don't even know what the fuck's going on, and you automatically start booing and cackling and shit. Are you serious?
Yeah, so I just said, so we said, you pulled me in the green room, and you're like,
yes.
I got a great idea.
Yes.
Let's do one round, me versus John Rowe.
Right.
And then just attack Kenny.
Yes.
And I thought, how long did I think about that idea?
Not too long at all.
Maybe 1 second.
Yeah.
And I said, let's do it.
And then you were with it. I was like, holy shit. He said, yeah. I was like, yes. Okay. This is fucking, because that was just, it was just so,
it was
how
so
he came
perfect.
In. And then I was like, okay. And then, you know, he's going to weasel his way up there anyway, because he always wants to steal the show. So it slid in perfectly.
Yeah.
It's like, motherfucker, okay, you don't even know what's about to happen, but you fucking baiting into it anyway.
I said, hey, let me make you a second judge. And then I get him on stage thinking he's going to be an authority figure.
Uh-huh.
That's how I lured him in. I'm like, hey, you'll be a second judge. He's like, okay, I can judge the shit out of this shit.
Right.
I'm sitting down. I'm saying the show sucks. I'm already judging stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then, boom, as soon as he's in the hot seat, bam, 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 unload.
Oh, on fire, left and right. He didn't even know where it was coming from. He was like, hold on.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little extra.
I think I'm
going to
get
Aaron
out of college.
Kyle Smith! That's all he got? So you think it's over? You want to be a second judge?
I'll be a second judge.
Alright, come up here! Kenneth Harris, come on stage! Kenneth Harris, here you go. No, sit right here. Sit right here. That's fine. No, you just sit right here. No, it's cool. If you just sit right here.
If you want to sit in the middle, you're going to help the stage.
This is my show.
If you don't want to sit in the middle,
you're going
to
the show.
Why?
I think I have a seat, Kevin Harris.
Well, get a seat out there, man. We got a show to have.
All right, Kevin Harris, just have a seat.
Kenny is now Mr. Irrelevant.
Watch this on the stage!
See what happens when you...
I'm trying to... Okay. All right, well, whoa, what's going on? This is a bit of an ambush, you know? I had these guys battle so much, and they're like, we want a treat. And I said, I'll give you Kenneth Harris's head on a platter. 3, 2, 1.
All right, first of all, about Kyle, even if Kyle was a penis, nigga, you ain't but 5'2", you would still be a little dick. Anyway. Fuck you, Kenny, little bitch ass nigga. How dare you come to this show solving any shit? You are the most bummy nigga I've ever met. This nigga right here has had the same outfit since 2005. Nigga, come on. That's not, them horses is dead, nigga. Get you another animal. Second of all. Second of all, nigga, you need to get your own pussy and stop. Have you ever had a friend so bummy that nigga tried to share a blowjob with you? After the show, I swear to God, this girl led me to the bathroom. I was doing the walk of the sex. I was doing the sex. Nigga was giving me high fives. Yeah, man, you was funny. You deserved that wet dick. I was like, yeah, man. I get to the bathroom, the girl unzipped my zipper, and behind me, and all 6'4". It's Kenny Harris with the thirstiest look on his face. So I'm like, yeah, we about to get our dick sucked. I said, ah, nigga, no! I am not about to share a blowjob with you. We're not that good friends, motherfucker.
10 seconds.
Nigga, stop getting by.
This is unsanctioned territory. We're not even, this is illegal. We need a license to ambush. Kyle Smith.
Oh, all right, first off, John Rowe eat AIDS and drink syphilis. Secondly, motherfucker, do you understand? You've been wearing the same cardigan for 2 years now. Nigga, I've been knowing you for 2 years, son. You've been doing comedy for 7. What the fuck's been happening with... Son, you understand? You get so pussy, you be asking for my pussy to say, I'm 5'2", nigga. You can't handle my pussy, my nigga. Come on, what the fuck are you doing, my nigga? You got the pussiest ass drink. What you drinking right now? Is the daiquiri? Sex on the beach. This nigga's doing sex on nothing because he can't get no pussy, son. Are you serious? Motherfucker, he went up. This nigga wear jeans up on his ankles and he wears cardigans tucked in. Like, nigga, how you tucking a sweater? What the fuck is going on? Nigga, it's summertime, you always wearing long sleeves. Nigga, that's a butterscotch, son. What the fuck is going on with you? When the last time you had a fucking mohawk, son? Remember that mohawk you used to wear like you was 16 again? Bitch, oh, bougie ass nigga. This nigga used to never have a doughnut for 20 years, son. He ain't never had a doughnut. Motherfucker peeked through his house. This motherfucker, your pool in your fucking apartment is green and shit, and you still swimming in, son. She got syphilis on your mouth, and your eyebrows look like ginger fields. I hate you.
Whoa. This is unsanctioned. Someone is just getting laid into. This ain't class. This ain't school. This ain't school. I don't care what you have to say. Please, come back down here. I have people in the audience angry at this guy. What do you have to say, Jackie?
I just want to judge around, even though I say it.
Yeah.
They both shitted on Kenny. They openly joke about each other. It was pretty successful, but it was not like they shitted on Kenny.
Yeah.
Kyle went a little bit over his time, and I have to deduct points. Even though that I hate you line was worth the win, I gotta be a fair judge. John Rowe gets the second round.
Wow! Oh. So are they roasting each other? They're just going after. This is a free for all, ladies and gentlemen. They each have one.
One final round, no holes barred.
No holes barred. You're going after. Kenny, you're just beating.
I go last. Kenny doesn't get to speak.
All right, Kenny will get to speak at the end. 3, 2,
wait,
one.
Wait. Take your time. We have audience member suggestion.
Okay, great.
And her suggestion is.
Wow, that's a great. What? That's what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking. Let's make fun of Kenny more. Yeah, you're right. You're right. All right. Okay, let me just ask. Is that the hand that you smack bitches with, or is it the other hand? This guy smacks up bitches. I'm just saying. He smacks, but I don't want to bring it there. I want to let you know that this guy deserves it.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So you've seen the evolution of...
Oh, man, it's coming along. I love how it's going. So, like, you get more and more diverse people coming in there. They had, like, a church group that came in. Did you see the three chicks in the fucking... I thought they came with Carrie B.
Yeah, yeah.
I asked them. I was like, did y'all come with Carrie B? They was like, nah, we don't even know him. I came down here. This is my mama and this is my cousin right here. Yeah. We came down from St. Louis.
Yeah,
know,
they were
Mother's
only in
Day.
For one night and they found our show.
And they came and through. They came just out. Wanted to see something fun. And it was like, oh, we really enjoy. I was like, really?
Oh,
like,
they had
I have.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I still have audio of them saying all this.
Oh, cool, man.
So, you know, it was like, I was like, wow, well, this is. That's awesome. You're just a spur of the moment. Y'all just happened to come across this and come and watch and sat through the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
The whole thing. At they first, didn't move. That was their section.
They had this. They sat at the back with a bunch of cocktails from the bar next door.
Yeah.
And were just, they were losing their minds at the battle. Everybody loves a battle.
Oh,
yeah.
The battles was up. Like, the comedy's good, but, you know, we all see the comedy. It's like the newness that comes out because nobody's actually... I mean, I guess they do got battles, but that who knows how the battles are going out there that we got. The battles that we presented were fucking, they were efficient. They were, they, like, motherfuckers were.
It's Corey Mack back there.
Oh, look at him looking spiffy.
He ain't asked her.
Hey.
What's up, buddy?
Give me some more good words. Efficient about the battles.
They
were efficient. They were on point. Fucking... Steady, how y'all doing? Good evening. And fucking just great battles.
Cool.
Great battle. And then Byron and Thomas had a little rap battle.
They did.
They kept it, you know.
They kept it. It was like a kind of like a nursery rhyme. Like this
right.
And this and this. And everything rhymed. And I was like, whoa, you
I
guys
like,
fucking worked at this
That's
shit.
Talent. That's talent. That's what I'm talking about.
Now, I have to admit something to you, Kyle Smith.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm from New Jersey. I have a certain accent. Sometimes... I can't understand you. And I was saying this to Jennifer last night.
Every time I want to make fun of you. Because when you talk, it's always like, because you have, because you're a certain accent. You know, you put Y's instead of I's and they run along. You know, times. I was like, yeah. I wanted to mock you right then and there. Because I try to refrain from doing that.
No, but like you start getting into this, especially during a battle, you're like, and you're this kind of a motherfucker. And you're this guy. And then it started gets more and more sing-songy. Where then it's just like, I can't, it's like keeping to a beat though. There's a certain level of just that where you're attacking people, but you kind of slip into this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, before I used to do comedy, I used to rap. So,
okay.
You know, freestyling was like, I made CDs with me and my partners and all that. We just freestyling, just like bang, spitting on top of the head. So, if I get going, then I can get going.
Yeah,
and that's what happens. Just like engines start firing. Like at the end of one of the sets, I said, and your pupils look like ginger fields. No clue where the fuck that came from, son. It was just from me spitting in it. Boom, motherfuckers just, I don't even know if people heard it. Like, people were just laughing so much in the time, and it was just like ginger fields, just boom. I was like, I don't know where that came from.
I think right off the bat, you understood the concept of what we're going for.
Yeah.
People want to see blood. They want to see embarrassment.
Uh-huh.
They don't, like, why does Floyd Mayweather Pacquiao suck? Because it was a decision. If we want to see someone get cripplingly knocked out where all of a sudden it's like,
oh,
wow.
Oh, we want to see Pacquiao go to sleep again.
Yeah, like, picking up the pieces from here after being cripplingly knocked out. People want to see someone millionaire's head get knocked off.
Yeah, yeah, that's why I watch UFC. That's why I watch UFC, because it's
too.
Always 50-50.
Hello, what's
Hi,
up?
Hey, what's up, you guys?
We're less dancers showing up to Comic Strip here at Siberia.
Done.
I'm going to be doing an 80s/90s high girl dance.
Oh, that's pretty sexy. Awesome.
That's Ola to Oops the Clown and Mr. Cheese.
Yeah.
Love it.
I put him, I never go after him. Hey, wait, before you shut it, you have a key. Okay.
Also, I want to say this about you.
Yes.
We also understand something.
Uh-huh.
That if you get made fun of, nobody laughs harder than you.
Right.
You know what
I
mean?
I love it.
I love it, too. I love it.
I love it.
And, some people are, like, you know, get aggravated and they don't understand that, like, what happens on stage, or, you know what I'm saying?
How I think about it, what I like to look at it is, I wonder how clever you can get. Like, I've been here for 30 years. Nigga, I didn't damn near hurt them all.
Yeah,
now, come on. Let's see how clever you can get.
Fucking
John, that motherfucker's clever when it comes to that shit. I'm like, bitch. Ah, motherfucker, okay. And it fucking puts me in my tracks. I'm like, all right, bitch, I gotta step it up. Because, nigga, that one hit me low. I wasn't ready for that one. And so, you know, and I'm like, all right, I gotta bring it now. And that's where that vendetta comes from. And it's like,
You kind of feed each other
when
you do that. And I love it. That's why I'm like, yeah, that was good. But now I have to top that.
Yeah.
Now I have to be better than that joke right there. Because that's not no mediocre shit.
And you get competitive.
Yes.
Do you feel like you're also competitive in stand-up, too? Just, like, playing the scene?
I don't like to be competitive. I don't want to be competitive. I'm never competitive at things. But if I know I'm good at something and I know I could beat you, oh, and that's when the spirit comes out right there. Like, just, like, especially, like, when it comes to a foot race, I lost to Fonzie in a foot race.
Really?
Yeah, he was right there. But he runs all the time. I stopped running.
Okay.
Like, so, like, if I were to start running again, I know I could burn him. And That's my competitiveness right there. Like, something that I know I can do, then I'm going to go ahead and be like, yeah, I'll beat you in that. Like, I don't bet. I don't bet at all. I don't even gamble at the casinos. Like, I don't fucking have, like, any type of giving away money that's always going to be like a 50-50. Nah,
right,
I don't like
to take
those chances.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So motherfuckers be like, hey, man, I bet you can't do this. And I'm like, nah, I probably can, but I ain't going to bet you, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And so... things like that, but I don't know. That's just my nature. Like, I don't drink sodas, so you know, that's just random. So, you know, there's a lot
high fructose corn syrup, man. I try to avoid it, you know.
Yeah, I can't. Mm-mm. I haven't drank a soda in like at least a good 6 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it doesn't. Besides, whenever you get a hangover, that helps.
You get a Coke, like. I think
I
probably.
Not a Coke. Oh.
Oh, really?
I couldn't tell you the last time I had a Coke. Ugh. I can't stand Coke at all. Like a Sprite or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, or, you know, an orange soda.
Yeah.
I loved orange soda when I was little.
Yeah, I was one of those. They have Pellegrinos, these.
Oh, yeah, the green little bottles.
Yeah, but you know the cans with the, like, aluminum with foil on the top?
Yeah, that did. With, like, the little oval spout, that little teared-up spout.
Ooh,
the little teared-up spout.
So good. But there's sugar in that. It's not, you know, it's more legit. Sugar's not good for you either, but who the fuck knows what the hell's going on. We're just talking about soda. Also, I want to talk to you. I know you listen to the podcast.
All the time. I'm a heavy listener.
You know, and I feel like sometimes I sound like a crazy person to people. I sound like it's me against the world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Where it's like me taking on this. But do I ever misrepresent what's going on?
No. You're true to yourself, son. You're the fullest. Like, you are straightforward. You ain't never had no... like, side note or nothing, like, we're here. This is what I do. This is what I'm sorry that you feel that way. I'm sorry that it offended you. My bad. Like, you're true, son. Like, and that I think that's what is a good thing that attracts me towards you, because you're not fake.
Right.
You don't come with no type of other, like, bullshit. What's happening?
Is Fair
going to
be here tonight?
No. It's Corey Mack is the guy who's running it. Okay. Fair Lindsay didn't run this.
I was wondering if he was going to be in the show.
Oh, perform?
Oh, yeah. Performing?
I don't know. No, I didn't hear anything about that.
No. I'm Dwayne, by the way.
Hey, what's up? Eric Hollerbeck. This is Kyle Smith.
Tattoos are banging, dude.
We're recording a podcast, by the way.
I think I met you, like, years ago. You look kind of familiar.
Probably.
But here? Doing comedy here?
I don't know, anywhere. Somewhere.
I do have a familiar face.
Yeah, man.
It's a good night.
You're a comedian?
Yeah.
And you too?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Right out.
All right, buddy.
I got a joke for you. All right, so what? This is a New Orleans joke. So what did the sheep say to the shepherd?
What? What did the sheep say to the shepherd? What?
You heard me?
Whoa.
Okay.
All right, thank you. okay. Sorry. I get thrown.
Yep. Oh, you being a genuine person.
Well, okay, man. This is just me. Digging for compliments now.
But I mean, you have your sides to you. Everybody has their own personality.
Right.
And
right.
You don't come off fake to me.
Right.
You everything you do is you. Like. Other people, they might be this type of, they might have this type of personality, this type of persona, but then it flip-flops, you know?
Okay.
Never seen that from you. You've always been one-sided, and especially when you're having your conversations, and especially when, you know, your podcast is going. Like, your fucking, your interview with Ed Black?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So I didn't even, I was like, this nigga got Ed. When did he get
your head on there. Oh my God. And I sat there and I listened the whole time. I was like, I didn't even know. I didn't even know. You, I mean, it's. You, I know you have your set questions, you know, but everybody.
That like, was lucky because I spent the whole previous day with Ed Black hanging out.
Yeah.
And we became close like
the comfortability is yeah, easy yeah. with you.
Yeah,
so
okay, cool.
It's not like you're a threat or anything like that.
Right.
Not saying that you can't be a threat, but you're a genuine person to be around.
Well, cool, man.
Coming off to me. Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
Other motherfuckers will tell you different.
Well, I, you know, take a lot of heat, and sometimes I go to different places, and people are, like, mad angry at me. Like, like scream at me sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So, like, still, you know? And,
you take the heat and the solar system, nigga. You take a lot.
Yeah, you know, so I'm always kind of confused, like, well, if we're comics, then we can talk about this. You know, what we can talk about this. You know, and so I reach out. Every time I have something going on, I'm like, oh, let's talk about it right away. I call people.
That's what I want to do. I always want to go just, hey, let's have to talk about it. Why can't we just discuss this?
Right.
Let's discuss this man to man since we grown, folks. Why can't we have a conversation without anything getting fucking out of hand? You know, but most people are like, no, I can't talk to you. Well, why?
Yeah, I would prefer to, like, openly on the forums of Facebook, like, try to make you look stupid. And then, like, if you try to retort to me, you're a terrorist because I just won because I put it on Facebook. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right.
I just, that's it's retarded. Over. It's been, anyway.
But it's like, why can't you face to face? It doesn't have to be anything of what you would think it would be. I don't understand why people feel that, oh, I can't talk to this person because he's a disgusting person. Why? It's not like he's trying to kill you or anything like that. It's not like he's going to try to murder you. Like, you want to talk to him. He doesn't really give a shit about wanting to talk to you.
You have other shows going on.
Yeah.
You came over one time. You gave me like 5 postcards. What's going on? You got.
I was in a
loads of shows going on.
I was in a play, burlesque play. It's called Pulp Science Fiction, and that happened at Eiffel Society Friday, and it was a smasher. They say they sold like over 400 tickets.
What?
Yeah. Like
where
my
was this?
My mom was there. This is at Eiffel Society. Right there on St. Charles.
Oh, cool.
My fucking mom was there. Like, I'm playing Lando. My part in the scene was Lando, and, you know, I had speaking parts like Pulp Fiction mixed with Star Wars. So, yeah, you know the story of you remember Pulp Fiction, right?
Yeah.
You know the part where they meet Quentin Tarantino after they shoot Marcus in the head, in the back.
And he gives a shot of adrenaline.
No, that's when Uma Thurman was fucking ODing.
Oh, yeah.
Not that
one. Oh, before that.
Towards the end of the movie where they shot the motherfucker in the head and they went to Quentin Tarantino's house and they gave him coffee and he was like, dead nigga storage.
Oh, yeah.
That
scene? Yeah, yeah.
Right. I replayed that scene with a teddy bear. Dead teddy bear storage. And they came in and that was my part, but me as being Lando Calrissian from Star Wars. Right? So, it was a whole play on that and burlesque in between. And, like, I'm not no burlesque dancer, but they do have the burlesque now. Around here, they're trying to pop it off or whatever. I got, like, flyers for it and shit. I didn't realize what it was until I seen the flyers. I was like, oh, that's what this is? Oh, wow, that's going to be hard to give out. But I was up there, and all I had on was a robe because in that scene, Quentin Tarantino, all he has on is a robe.
Yeah.
And under my robe, I had on some Punisher Spanx.
Okay.
Yeah, to go with my Punisher tattoo.
Yeah.
And they glow in the dark. Got it from Walmart.
Uh-huh.
Fucking awesome. I love my. I got some fucking Spider-Man ones too. I'm going to get the Batman ones, but they ain't got them in my size right now. But I wore that, and towards it was my scene. Like, I took the robe off, and oh my God, motherfucker. So many people threw dollars at me. They were throwing dollars on the stage. Like, in general, they were throwing dollars on the stage. Because in the beginning of the story,
did a nut slip out, or were you...
No. Back? Like, just, they were like, you know, the long swim trunks.
Yeah, okay. Oh,
know,
okay.
The long Speedo kind. Not,
gotcha,
not like,
gotcha.
Yeah, not like that. You know, not like the fucking, just the half,
banana sack, not
right.
I got it down to the
yeah.
thigh level.
You can see, that's exactly what I'm wearing.
Like
right
George St. Pierre.
That's exactly what I'm wearing.
George St. Pierre.
Under this.
Yeah. Oh, it wicks away the moisture from the balls. It's breathable.
Well, I realized.
It feels real good.
I got them because I realized when I do Muay Thai that if I
oh, yeah?
don't do, if I have boxer shorts on when I do front
oh,
kicks,
no,
my nuts fall out the side.
You're flopping.
And yeah. I don't want to every time I throw
flop.
A kick.
I tumble.
Boom.
You can't tumble.
Exactly.
Don't tumble in nothing loose.
Yeah.
You can't tumble in loose boxer shorts. Don't try to tumble commando. Your nuts will slap the back of your thighs, the front of your thighs, the back of your nuts, the front of your thighs. Boom.
Every
so
time
pain.
You go end over
so
end
pain.
In a somersault with boxers, I mean, you're exposing yourself to
yeah.
the people behind you.
Yeah, yeah. You get caught in the goat motion. You ever seen Waiting? Have you ever seen Waiting?
Yeah, yeah.
The motherfucker tucks his dick and his balls behind his ass, and then, you know, you squeeze it and you show it, and that's called the goat? Yeah. That,
the goat
you
face.
You get caught in the goat motion. You get caught like that. It's painful.
So you do martial arts too. You train MMA.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
love the UFC.
Bit.
I love the UFC.
I watch it fucking faithfully. I watch that shit. Just,
yeah.
I love it. I've been missing the houses, like the Ultimate Fighters. I've been missing those because I don't have cable. You
yeah,
know, well,
neither.
I didn't have cable, but I recently moved with my brother because I'm in the process of moving to Texas.
Word?
Yeah, man, I've been here for 30 years, man.
What part of Texas? Austin?
Houston.
Houston? Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
I've been here for 30 years, man. I think it's time for me to go ahead and try to catch something new, you know?
Yeah.
I'm always going to be back and forth. I got to, because it's just not going to feel right to me.
Yeah.
Like, it's a big, scary thing right now, because I don't like change.
What's up, Corey Mack?
What's up, gentlemen?
You're looking beautiful. Is that a Brooks Brothers suit?
No, sir.
You're very dashing that with the skeleton.
I gotta tell you legally, Corey Mack, that anything you say around me is gonna be recorded right now. So,
ooh, and you got some sparkly shit in your head. I love it.
I my hair does just when I just let it air dry. So I like it looks the best when I just let it air dry.
Oh,
so that's still water.
Oh,
you got that Twilight conditioner.
You're still sparkling right now.
Oh no,
in the streetlights. No, it looks beautiful. You look glorious.
It does.
See, when I dry my hair with a towel, I mess up and fuck up all those beautiful little locks that I have.
I thought you might have fucking just like scuffled up a fucking Twilight vampire and just said, give me some of your conditioner.
Anyway, speaking of Corey Mack, this...
it is luxurious.
Speaking of... Wow. Speaking of Corey Mack, he's going to be at the...
Don't kill him. It's all natural.
But I got to let it air dry, though. If I touch you with a towel, then you're like, Kunta! Air dry, it's like, oh, okay, look at that. Let's see what it does.
Okay. Speaking of Corey Mack, I want to make an announcement. You're going to be at the next Sunday Roast Battle at the La Nuit, June 21st.
Nice.
Doing a stand-up spot, checking it out. But I'm excited.
What is that again? You guys, like that's a Joan thing?
Kyle
session?
Was there last night.
Oh, my God, you've been missing them, haven't you?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, my God, they're so fun. Basically, we just rib each other. Basically,
okay.
Like what all of us do anyway,
okay.
We just take it to the stage and make people in the audience be like, oh my God, y'all are retarded. Recently, we went up against Kenneth Harris. We brought him to the
they
stage.
They kind of ambushed him
and we
last
roasted
night.
Him because he was being disrespectful as he came in. And I felt as necessary that he needed to be roasted.
This guy wants to get on stage tonight. His name is LR. It's on his shirt.
Oh, look, there it is. LRG. Large.
He just started. It's like his first week here doing stuff, so.
Cool, man.
What's up, buddy? LR. LR on the podcast. Yo, I'm recording. This is the highway.
How you doing, bro?
This is the highway diet. I'm recording, just so you know. I got to say that.
How you doing?
People think I record surreptitiously. I try to tell people I'm recording, you know.
I was slow with you. Yeah, y'all doing y'all thing tonight?
Yes.
So, Kyle, I want to ask you this. You, a lot of times you start your set by going, hi. That's how you
I
get,
got it.
That's how you start. Does that get yourself in a certain mood? Does that kind of summon the spirit animal of you doing stand-up, you know?
A little bit. Because motherfuckers like, oh, that is cute. And then I come with, like, I shit it on myself. And then they're like, oh, whoa. Wasn't ready for this little guy to start talking like that. And it makes me feel good because I'm like, I'm about to shock the shit out of y'all. Y'all not ready. Yeah, no one's ready right now. And so it just pumps me up to get into mode, you know.
Yeah.
Once I get going, it's
it's fun.
Well, we all have our little things. I always end with smoke pot, worship aliens. I've been holding back. Thanks very much.
You fucking say that randomly, motherfuckers will look at you like. I do it. Smoke pot and worship aliens. People are like.
What?
Worship aliens.
Later. And then I always. Because I don't like when people are like, I guess I'm done. Or how much more time. Or is it over now? I hate that. I want to know. I'm letting the MC know. It's a wrap. It's over. Yeah. Now is the time to lose your mind because you just saw me fucking lay down some shit.
I've always wanted to send shout outs to like the host and everything, but I can never get it out because that never fucking registers after I finish my set. I'm like, oh man, I always want to thank these motherfuckers, but I can't. I can't because my brain is not allowing me to. So I'm like, all right, you guys, Kyle Smith, and That's it.
Yeah.
And fuck it. I'm like, fuck. God damn it. I know his name. I know his name well. I talk to him often. Why can't I tell it? Why can't I say, all right, you guys, give it up for your host? Such and such.
Oh, you forget the host name when you're
No,
up there?
I don't forget the name at all. I know the name perfectly. I just can't say that.
Oh, okay.
It's just, no clue why. I have to think about it. I have to think about it real hard, like a tick.
Oh, I see.
Or nervous twitch that, or a habit that you want to get rid of.
It's yeah. You want to pay more respect to the host out there.
Oh, thank you.
That was a great show when we went to Twist of Lime in Metairie the other. That was a fun show.
You didn't look good with the lime, huh? Love it.
I had a good time.
I met a drunk couple that was avid about me moving into their apartment.
They had a drunk couple wanted to move you in?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did they want you to be like the third piece? You know, you'd jump in every now and then?
There was no cuckolding.
You jump in?
No, they were just extra drunk. Extra drunk. And it was like, you live around here and you're looking for an apartment and you're adorable? Oh my God, you look like you got money. Oh, you're in a local? Oh, let me look. You can have my apartment. You can fix it up. You can bring your dog free of charge. I was like, what? Bitch, this is what I need right now. And then I called that motherfucker a day later, and then I called a day later, and I couldn't get in touch, so I went to her job, and I was like, hey, investigation, do you know such and such? Yeah, oh, cool. Well, I'm trying to get in touch with her. Oh, let me give you her number, because I'm so cute, she just gave it to me. You're not supposed to do that.
No, but I got
her personal number. I got her personal number. And I called her. I was like, hey, man, this is such and such, man. Remember what I was trying to, you know, y'all was going to give me that apartment for this much with the dog? And, oh, yeah, let me talk to my husband. Never heard anything back.
Ugh.
I was like, oh, of course, because we were extra drunk that night.
They were just talking shit.
Oh. They talked the hot shit. I was with it. I was like, fucking right. I'm all in it.
What was the best show you've ever had? What was the worst show you've ever had doing stand-up?
The worst show I ever had was in Monroe, Louisiana.
Monroe?
Yeah. Kid that brought us out there. It was like 8 black people and one black guy that kept clapping randomly. Just to be funny. And there was nobody in there, really. The chick, she messed up everybody's name. Whoever was supposed to be hosting, it was a lesbian chick. She hosted and she fucked up everybody's name. She called everybody the name of the person that was coming up before. Yeah. I was like, seriously?
Yeah, how you doing?
Very,
you were
very
at my
horrible
party
show.
With
my best show? My best show?
I'm good.
Man. Every show that goes well. I guess it would be my best show.
Yeah.
Because I like
you just
want to
feel good for all week.
Yeah,
when the show goes good, you're like, oh, fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. That, like my second worst show?
I came for the show.
I ran off stage. I don't think that was my second worst show. That wasn't that bad. I ran off stage with Corey. Remember that? Fucking. I was here and the lady booed me. And I fucking put the mic down and I stopped my set. And I went to go confront her. That was when I was talking about trainers back then. Yeah, but that changed. I can still go back to that.
Drop you off.
I don't want to right now.
What's up with you and trannies? You ever get a tranny?
What?
You like trannies?
Oh my God. Let me tell you a story. You'll be okay. One day, I used to be on this site called Tagged.
Yeah. And like motherfuckers can take a real good picture, right? Real good picture. Like from makeup and all that. And they can look like anything they would want to look like. You see
what is the show? What is the website tagged to? What's it about?
Oh, it's like a dating website for raunchy motherfuckers. You just go ahead. If you find somebody on there, you guaranteed to fuck. So basically, that's what it is. You just find somebody to fuck on there.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
And I was like, okay, I saw this chick. I was like, hey, that's hot. She cool, okay. Boom, we messaged the back and forth. I'm like, yeah, all right. I'm off work. I'm just fresh. I'm about to fucking, I want to get my meat wet. All right, cool. Oh, she down? Yeah, well, shit, you smoke? I smoke. Okay, cool. How about I come pick you up?
Yeah. All right. You're already letting her know. Listen, my booty be fresh right now. So if you go down on me, it's going to taste great.
Oh, awesome. I'm delicious. It's going to be delicious. You can suck the balls and everything. The taste is clean.
Everything's
you
good.
Go down there if you try to lick it, lick it.
I'm ready again. You know, I'll blast the AC. I'm not going to sweat in the car. I'm not going to stank this up for you in a car ride.
I'm going to wear some loose shorts, no drawers. I'm going to be fresh, fresh. And we just go, because this is about to happen.
Whoa.
But as I was going, you know, motherfuckers sending pictures back and forth, but these people are sending the right pictures back and forth. Pictures that make motherfuckers look like something. It's like, oh, okay. So
the high angle.
I'm going to pick this person up. Usually it's in a bad area. Very bad area. And as I get there, motherfucker comes out the door, and I'm like, oh shit, this motherfucker's like 6'4", you know, like basketball size. Like, oh, we play on a fucking we play on a league team,
right.
So
that's when you take your first gulp.
Yeah, but I'm open to everything because shit happens.
Right.
So I don't give a shit.
I'll be climbing all over this tall person.
Now I understand it's motherfucker comes around. You know I have this Mustang and it's very low.
So this is a
very low
shop?
To the ground. And I can't really see no face or anything. You know, all I see is like some cut up jeans, very slender body, and then just like the most alienated of hands, arms reach down, just so long like E.T., which is very vascular, very, very veiny arms. I was like, whoa. And then I see the size of the hand, I was like, that need to group a basketball type hand. That's a very big hand. Gets in, boom. I'm like, oh, you a straight up boy. Okay.
Right.
And you know, they motherfucker, they all done up and shit. You know, they flip their hair, Adam's apple all out. You know, you still see stubble through the makeup. It's like, oh, okay. Bitch, you got me. You got me. Alright, whatever. Where we going? Olive Garden. We'll do something else. Took this motherfucker Canes. Smoked that motherfucker's weed. It was like, cool, couldn't roll a blunt to save their life.
Because of the long fake nails?
I guess so. They're not really prepared.
Click,
got some canes and then dipped out. It was like, nah, drop this bitch off somewhere weird. Dropped out, I was like, yeah. All right, man, that was cool. Holla. And that's how that happens. But that you only get got like that once. Well, I only get got like that once.
Yeah, I told this story on the podcast before. You know, I went to a glory hole one time, and a gay dude tried to trick me to have me put my dick through the glory hole when it was like a double blind curtain situation. So I tried to open the curtain, and then there was a second curtain. I just want to see, girl, I look, 1 second, girl, okay, cool, I'll put my dick in there. And then I started going, hey, say hello. If I hear a girly voice, okay, I did my detective work. Okay, my detective work is done, I'll put my dick in here.
Yeah.
I hear nothing, I see nothing, whoa, too much. You know what I mean? That's Pandora's box all of a sudden. That's not.
You can't see under the stall? No.
It wasn't a bathroom stall. It was someone, their whole front living room had been converted into one glory hole. So you walk in an apartment, like an apartment complex. You walk in, they're like, hey, apartment 13, boom. So I walk in. I'm expecting to have a hole where I can look through first, go, oh, grab a titty, you know. And this happened in Los Angeles because I was doing Muay Thai and I broke my foot. And I went to some urgent care doctor, and homie just told me, he goes, "Hey man, if you do steroids, like, you'll like recover faster." Uh-huh. And I was like, "You want to juice me?" He's like, "Yeah." I was like, "You're a doctor?" He's like, "Yeah." And I was like, "Okay, man." So he gave me steroids, and they made me out of my mind horny. Out of my mind horny. I swear to God, I felt like I was fucking 12 years old having, like, spontaneous wet dreams. I was just leaking.
Horrible.
I was so I was like, oh, I gotta go to, like, seven glory holes today.
Seven?
I don't know. I tried.
You had to do glory holes?
Well, look. You know what I mean? You go to, like, Craigslist, anything, you know.
What? You can get a picture on Backpage.
Yeah, I didn't know about all that stuff, you know.
Well,
yeah, but, you know, I don't have any kind of money, you know. I was hoping that there would be open source glory holes.
If you ride, where were you living at this time?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles? Nigga, you can ride down the strip and pick up a hooker for $10.
So that's it?
What? I'm pretty sure there are hookers. There's hookers here. There's hookers everywhere.
Yeah, you know, that's what I wanted. I thought that
you got a mouthpiece, you can pick up a hook.
Okay, but listen, I thought that there was, like, a secret society of glory holes or
something.
Secret
society?
Where you just glory holes? If you know where the glory hole is.
Why would you think you're digging some random hole? Why is glory
a hole in a wall that you can look through?
Why is glory hole? That's your niche right there, isn't it?
I like glory hole porn, whatever.
Oh.
No strings attached. When it's a hot bitch, it's fucking the greatest in the world.
I guess.
Because it's just like, you know, like, you're mostly seeing the lady, you know?
Who's sanitizing these holes? Who's sanitizing the holes?
Nobody.
No.
Those are, they all get tested, I guess, before maybe or something.
Who gives a shit? That's still other dick and ball juice on that hole that hasn't been cleaned up.
I see. So you wouldn't do it because you would say...
What?
I don't know.
I can't.
What if you got tested? What if it's like you and 12 dudes?
No, but no.
Everybody gets tested.
But that's weird. That's like sticking my dick through the gate. That's no fun for me.
Yeah, but you go in, grab a titty, you know, it's all like, it's a hole.
I might as well get my meat sucked by hooking the back.
Oh, you just want more of a visual.
Oh, yeah. You gotta have the visual. What?
Yeah,
why would you just have it behind the wall? Even if it's a glass door. Nah, I can't do shit. Besides just look at you and maybe grab a titty.
What's your weird thing? What do you want to do? Like, you know what I mean? What's your niche?
Well, I like girls masturbation, and I like two girls,
yeah,
three girls, orgy of girls.
Just like all
girls on girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Lots of girls on girl. Two girls, one guy. Dude, that's always nice. Two girls, one guy, because you gotta have some penis there. Gotta have
it. So you can vicariously go. Yeah. That's
oh,
it.
Strap on. Strap on is my shit. I'm sorry.
2 or 3 months. Or maybe it's only 1 month.
That is out. Strap ons.
All that stuff messes with you. Though.
Yeah. That's.
It's not necessarily. Good
that's
thing.
My shit. Yeah.
Yeah, the Sibian is a good one too. That
those
like,
are nice.
The, when the girls I'm ride the like fake fuck now. Machine. Those, that's right.
I'll see you, Corey.
Those are nice. I've seen the ride machines and the Sawzall machines, the ones that reciprocate.
Yeah. So it's awesome. For me, it's a lot of boob physics. Is really what
boob physics.
Yeah, like how the boobs bounce.
You know, I don't know shit about boobs. I'm an ass man.
You don't know, so you don't know anything about boobs.
Oh no, never knew anything about boob physics at all.
No, you don't just the way in which they jiggle, proving
I mean,
the,
I like
the firmness,
the
shape.
But I can care less. You see how the ass jiggle though? Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Now when they got an ass that jiggle, now that's nice. Oh my god. Just the way, the actual wave motion.
So it's like the percussion of, oh, you're hitting that ass, and then the bit of the jiggle, like, absorbing all your fucking...
Is that Newton's law? Acted upon by outside force?
Wow, that's a tall bicycle.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's scary.
Like, I look at him.
Dude, if you have a bicycle, and you're 10 feet in the air, and then a car...
Funny man looking at me.
What do you mean? Like, you bitch, you want a 20-foot bike. Y'all about to fuck things up.
Oh, my God. And then if...
What if you screamed at me 2 days ago, son? Asking, you know, I had actually fucking news for the post of this fucking video.
Yeah.
But I'm watching this motherfucker come down a fucking city. I'm watching this motherfucker come down my street. I live on... You know where I live at.
Yeah.
There's a dude on a fucking 10-foot bike. towing
oh.
a fucking portable fucking living room.
No.
I was like, what the fuck is that
it's
shit?
Dangerous.
He yells at me to go ahead. I'm like, no. You're on this fucking contraption. I'm going to stare at you, weirdo. Fuck out of here. You fucking wore the costume. Get the fuck out of here. I'm going to enjoy it. Get the fuck out of here.
Bitch, I'm looking at you.
Wear a fucking costume.
Did you know you look weird right now? You understand how high you are on a goddamn bike?
Son, that's a whole thing
necessary. You got to use a house to get
first
down.
First of all, there's fucking... Did you see the potholes here?
Yes, exactly. I was like, you have a huge pothole on your street.
Yeah.
I was like, all it takes is one, and you are falling at least a good 10 feet.
Yeah.
And face first.
Yeah.
So first of all, I'm staring. First of all, because it's amazing. Two, I'm like,
fuck up. Yeah, I don't want you to fuck up right now.
Bottles.
And then you see the way the guys, they don't have rear view mirrors on those things either.
No,
so they got to turn
all
the way around. They take one hand off. They start to get squirrely for a minute.
They get mad at you because if they stop, they got to jump off that bitch.
It's so dangerous.
That's why they get mad. I realize it. They get mad because if he stops, he's got to jump off that bitch. Son, that's a workout if you try to get from one side.
That's broke ankles often. You twisting something every time you're falling.
It's like the only way to get out off is like jumping off a ladder that's falling.
Or stepping on top of a car or getting on top of a house. That's the only way of getting off.
It's so enjoyable watching him climb down.
Yo, what? It's enjoyable to fucking see him get on.
That is
retarded.
Really well.
Why?
In the regular little weird spot.
I mean, it's interesting, but why? Why? Through the city? For real? Nigga, you got balls, son.
I don't want to ride a regular bike through the city with these drunk motherfuckers.
At
crazy.
All.
Son, that's the only reason. They like, we put bike lanes, though.
Bike
I'm like,
lanes?
Yeah, but
fuck
I
a
live,
bike lane. Wait. I don't even see them sometimes.
I still have friends that have been here their whole life. You know what they tell me every time I'm in a car with them? When they hit it, when they see a street with a bike lane, they be in the bike lane. They go, oh,
exactly.
Dog, I still ain't get used to this shit. I'm not getting a bike. Fuck that.
No.
Fuck, bitch, I go to France first. Fire on a fucking bicycle.
Niggas down here are always drunk. Motherfuckers wake up drunk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So first of all, that's three things I'm watching out for. I'm like, that's amazing. Oh, my God, you might hit that ditch.
I see drunk texting,
you know. I used to take my fucking moped over the Elysian Fields, bridge, you know, when I first moved here, because I got a moped, but I was like, this is too dangerous. I went to the Howlin' Wolf one time, I was like, I almost died like nine times getting here.
It's way too dangerous.
This was stupid.
Well, my wife, you know, she just be crossing the street. She'd be like, I'm in a crosswalk. I'm like, but they don't know that all the time.
No!
Yeah, yeah.
No,
they always know that.
Shit.
And sometimes people don't give a fuck. And
then
I assume maybe because you're a woman, maybe sometimes when you cross, you got a skirt or something.
What's happening? What's happening? We are going too fast. We need to assess that you are a woman so we can stop. If you're a man, we might not stop. And if you are a minority, we are going to floor it.
Yo, Lace, you have fun at
dinner,
the...
Dinner.
Rose Palette Lawn and Weed last night?
Huh?
You had fun last night at the...
Oh, yes. The highlight of the night was when Kenny got roasted. Not
boom!
Roasted.
Thank you! Exactly!
He set himself up for failure.
Exactly! See, that just proves
that's
everything.
Like,
Just to go ahead and make it clear, we have not seen you at all today, have we?
That's like a pig walking into a black person's house for Christmas. Like, you expect you're going to get eaten.
That was not set up just, you know, for the listeners. Lace just walked right up. That's the first thing.
Walked right up. Got her drink, came over, and was like, yeah, that nigga got his asshole reaved.
Handed to him. Straight sodomized.
There you go. Not even silver platter. This motherfucker rusty.
Right. Not even rusty shit. It got handed on a fucking Heinz plate. One of them plastic things that you stick in the microwave and it just starts coming to loose. Like it just starts tearing apart and just folding up.
Like metal in the microwave, it just starts exploding.
No, not metal. Metal is too good. Like metal makes stuff explode. Like no, like styrofoam.
Oh, we just kind of, the poor pack got melted
stinky.
Into us and it just
soft
starts
like
smelling.
Styrofoam.
Yes.
All right, let's take a break.
Break time! And I'm like, I would like to see what that tastes like.
New girls?
Yeah.
You got a wandering eye.
Yeah, always. Always. I'm always spotting something out. I don't want to be that way, but it's like that. It's kind of how I've been brought up, like with my brother and my friends and all that. They're like, nigga, you see that? I always see something that other motherfuckers don't see. I'm like, nigga, look at that. Motherfucker, they are on you right now. You should go get that. But, you know, it's been a while because I work so much now. I don't really get out like this too often.
It's nice to walk down Frenchman Street. There's always bands performing on the street. There's always crazy shit going on.
Can we get like a can of snuff?
Snuff?
Yeah.
Whoa.
A can of snuff?
Snuff. Yeah, no, yeah, just a can of snuff. Tobacco, Red Seal.
I don't know.
Where's the
oh shit, look, that's the corner store right,
right
there.
Right there? Right up front.
Check that store first.
No, it is.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, you got
like,
a bag
of
bag
like,
on.
You know, like Copenhagen.
Yeah.
You got a can of Copenhagen? Where can we find that?
Yeah, that should be at the corner store.
Yeah,
corner
store, the
corner store or gas station. I'm not sure, but that looks like one right
there.
Oh,
yeah.
It might not be, that might be, I don't know when to come down walk
around
here.
You're from here,
but
you can tell us
if you
want
to go to, like, do you have a vehicle somewhere?
Yeah.
Like, you can find out at any gas station right now.
But I'm drunk and I want
to
you
it.
To find me my particular brand of snuff.
Nope, they just didn't want to walk to it.
God,
I'm like,
damn, how entitled are people? Why isn't this in front of me now and in my hand right now?
Oh, I can't help you.
All right, now we're back. Yes. Maybe we should slide over here so we're not in the way. You know what I mean? Kyle Smith, we are at Dat Dog.
We are at Dat
on
Dog.
Frenchman Street.
I love a fucking hot dog.
We just said hi to Betty Boo on her birthday.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to reveal. I heard a number of what, but for me, it's just she's Betty Boo. You know, let's not put a number. Let's not put a number to her birthday.
I did hear a number also. I was like, oh, okay. All right, that's fine. I'll go with that.
Yeah,
I'll go
yeah.
with that number.
That
that's
sense.
Not bad.
That makes sense.
That yeah, it does. That does. That's the number that makes sense. I can go with that number. Yeah. Right.
She's got the gazongas, though. You know what I'm saying? Like those titties
you talked
be
about
on
that.
Point and shit.
They were on point, Marilyn Monroe style on point
yeah.
tonight, as her Marilyn Monroe outfit went with her titties, I guess. But yeah.
So what's going on? So what are you trying to get out of this? You know, I talked to Ed Black. He was
yes.
going to Seattle.
Right,
so
I heard
that.
So
do you have these kind of like butterflies in your stomach? Like what are you trying to get in Texas and Houston?
Well, I'm trying to get like a whole new era, like a whole new start, like something fresh. Yes.
A new start, something fresh, a different
something
city.
Fresh, something different, a different place to where, you know, I could be like, oh, is this just a fluke that I'm capable of doing this? Or does this work everywhere? You know, I wasn't capable of like going other places and doing comedy. I've only done it down here. So I wanna actually go other places and see if my craft actually works, if I'm actually funny in other places. So that's not also the reason I'm doing that. I'm also doing it to better myself, to be capable of like being able to do more. Because right now, me being on my own and trying to do it myself, I'm not capable of actually taking care of myself and doing what I want at the same time. So if I'm staying there with my people, I'm able to build and fucking save up to where I can get the things that I need and get shit that I need to get done and also fucking do what I want to do, you know? Because, I mean, they're there. They always support me. They supported me from the jump. Like, I haven't had those parents that was like, oh, why would you do this? Why would you do that? You know, like, I was a cheerleader. My dad was supportive of that. Motherfuckers was like, oh, yeah, that's what you want to do? Like, yeah. And I own a unicycle. I know how to unicycle. My dad was like, yeah, that's what you want? I was like, yeah, dad. He was like, all right. He always supported me. You know, he. It's not like he was there. He was really close to me just now. That guy?
Oh,
that
yeah.
guy was very close to me. I don't like shit like that.
He was leering.
I was, yes.
He went in your space
you
for
felt
sure.
that.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, it got real too close.
Hey, thanks, homie.
Oh, shit, that was fast. Thank you. It got real Whoa. Too close to that. Yeah. I always point shit out like that because I do not like shit like that.
Yeah.
It's like, son, if you're going to do something, bitch, you can get uppercut it real quick. But that's how my dad was. You know, he was always supportive. And it was always weird because you always hear incidences of like, oh, your son's a cheerleader? Oh, he's gay. No, you shouldn't have him do this. You should go be more stern about it and have him change his ways. But nah, my dad was always open to fucking everything. And this comedy shit, my dad's a Christian. My dad has never drank in his life. You know, my dad's
really?
Gums are still pink. Yeah, like he smoked one time ever in his life and he told himself when he did that. And nothing else he's done is bad. He's always a straightforward Christian man. And the comedy that I do, you know the comedy that I do. He's still supportive of it.
Yeah. Dirty jokes like me. Filthy, dirty jokes.
He's been there. He's seen it when I was doing a set about my grandmother at the time. About seeing my grandma's titties. No. That was after that. It was about my grandma showing me her pussy. Sending me a picture of her pussy. And he was there during that time of me saying that joke. He was like, oh my God. He knew a grandmother I was talking about also. So, which made it even better for me. I was like, wow, Dad, I didn't know.
He could put a face to the vagina, like real.
Yeah.
Yo, let's walk back to your car and stuff, you know. You know, you're also in the electrical union and stuff, so you gotta keep that hustle going while at the same time, you know. Comics work hard to make it all happen, you know.
I'm trying. That's why I'm trying to make it a little easier on myself so I can actually start recording more sketches and doing things that I would love to do. But, you know, I don't have the time to do it because I'm wrapped up in work. Hey, man, all right. But, yes.
What was he?
That drummer wanted leftovers. We didn't eat that food yet.
Yeah, these are mad.
Starving artists. Yeah. That's what's happening.
Yeah, you see someone going down with a fresh box from Dat Dog. They're like, yo, give me some of that shit.
But it's crazy because they know an instrument. And I don't know an instrument. So it seems like they have the upper hand on me. But they're here in this position. Why?
Right. Hey, you got a skill.
Do more. Exactly.
You can make music come out of a little drum thing.
Right.
Wow. That's a skill.
You should be capable of doing a lot more than me. Two different shoes. I like it. Nope. One different shoe. Anyway.
Guy in the corner just counting money. Yo, what's up, Rods? I got once.
It's like, you. Why? Why aren't you applying yourself? Besides doing this, which only makes you this much. I understand that. But if you gain a skill on top of that, that's more than just one thing you can do. Bicep. Good way for cardio. Gets the thighs pumping. They love it. But motherfucker, like we was explaining about fucking bike lanes earlier. Nigga don't notice them bike lanes. I'm sorry. Nigga, I get high. They just put these bike lanes here. I gotta remember that these bike lanes are here.
Yeah.
Bitch, don't get in my way. Motherfucker, get up. Oh, I'm fucking riding here. Yeah, you understand I'm a vehicle? I got four wheels compared to your two.
So respect that I could murder you at any time. And the fact that I don't, murder you.
Yes.
Is me being generous.
Me being courteous, bitch. Cross the street, goddammit. Trying to get somewhere.
Man, this shit is dangerous. When I had my moped got jacked, I tell you that.
Yes!
My moped got mad jacked, homie, off my front stoop.
Jacking moped.
I think they were casing me a little bit because I went to my sister's wedding, so I wasn't in the house for a week and a half or something like this. People may have been catching on, oh, this guy's not riding his moped. He's out of town. Boom. But I get home, I see it, next morning, gone.
Oh, you know? Shit.
So I kind of feel like, oh, and then the other day, people were jumping on cars, breaking.
I wish you would have had a moped then, huh?
Just jump, like seriously, like all these, I don't know what was going on, but all these homies came by, jumped on cars, broke the hoods, broke the windshield of somebody's car.
Really?
Just body slamming themselves on the cars.
I feel like those homies because I'm sagging like a motherfucker right now. And I don't mean to. I don't like to sag. That's retarded. Fuck with it jumping on cars like this is a Jackie Chan movie.
Exactly. Like doing like stunt falls, but then the fucking hoods would get smashed.
Oh, that put them in the coffin shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Squaw, put them in. That's dumb nigga shit. The Red Zone on St. Charles. It's a new place that I've been going to go get beer. They have a beer garden there.
Oh, it was great.
Oh, they have so much beer there. Like the last beer I got was a Sam Adams New World. It was 10.2% alcohol by volume. There's a 13th Gate also, which is a 9.6% alcohol by volume. I like a percentage. I like alcohol percentage, and I like a good beer. And I like
that's bordering on a malt liquor at that point.
Close
that's
to
almost
it.
Almost a barley wine.
Close to it. They have a Russian stout that I had. It was that was like a 10.2%.
But they also had a Russian stout with a wine attached, like with a wine. It was a wine mix, and that was like a 12%. I was like, oh, that'll fuck you up. That'll really get you banged up. We had some wine tonight. I think it was Yellowtail. What type of wine was that? Did you see?
No. I think it was some, like Italian or something. It was definitely European. Went from.
Yeah, wasn't too bad. So, yeah, I think we were starting to get on this, but what are you trying to get out of your move to Texas? I think that's what I really want.
I want to try to start something new, see if like what I'm doing is really genuine, because you know what I do comedy, but it's just down here. I haven't done comedy anywhere else. I haven't toured anywhere. I haven't been on the road. I want to. It's basically like I'm gonna be starting all over.
Yeah.
Starting all over, trying to build there, so I can have a fan base there and a fan base here. But my capabilities of doing a whole lot more will be greater there in Texas, because I will have a lot more time to myself.
Yeah.
It's basically like me going to a monastery, like, or you know, a monk.
You're going to like a boot camp for yourself.
Yes, kind of, sort of.
Like comedy in Houston.
Right. And I'm going to, you know, but I don't want to do just all nigga shows. That's not me. That's not the crowd that I portray to. That's not what pays the money anyway. Fucking, I want to do the mixed crowds and shit where other people go. So most in that area, most of what there is just like, you know, all black shows. And it's like, that's not what I want. So this might be something that I'm going to have to really think about. But it doesn't matter to me. I believe that I can strive anywhere if I put my mind to it. So,
I mean, you're in a monastery, so it's like, that's more of like, it's a spiritual journey.
Right.
You're trying to like,
right,
get your reflexes going.
Yeah.
Like trying to catch right. Like someone throws you a bag of rice, you got to catch like 10 of
right,
them.
Right,
only
right, right. It's just like, you know, because down here in New Orleans, we know, since we don't have a comedy club, since we don't have an actual comedy scene to where motherfuckers come to pay to see comedy, where motherfuckers, we just get drunk motherfuckers, people that come in and know that there might be comedy there.
Right.
That's the type of people we get. You know, everywhere else there's comedy clubs where people come to actually see comedy. So they're prepared to see what's about to happen. Most of the people aren't prepared. Most of the people are just coming just to come. And it's like, oh, what the fuck? Are you going to try to make me laugh? Yeah, all right, let's see how this works. And for us to overcome that,
right,
and to still make those motherfuckers laugh, I think that gives us the edge up on like all the other motherfuckers that do comedy, because we have it harder,
right,
down here.
It's running with ankle weights.
Right, exactly. Once you take them weights off, you are a whole lot faster.
Yeah.
Like, but I don't know what it is, what it's like to be in other places, because I haven't been anywhere but here.
Do you think you'll learn like some Spanish in Houston? You know, there might be a big Spanish
possibly. I did good in Spanish when I was when I was in high school. You know, I passed that with an A and shit.
Yeah.
I also took it in college, but then I was like, man, this class is too early and it's like 3 hours long. Fuck this shit. So I was like, fuck another language. But it would have been nice to like me doing comedy in Spanish. If I had the capabilities to do Spanish like that, I would so fucking do it, son.
Yeah.
I would so fucking do it. Just because in the field that I work in, being an electrician, knowing that these bilingual Mexicans make a whole lot more money. Oh my God, do you know how good George Lopez does because he speaks both?
Right, right.
Because he's bilingual? Oh. And then me, being a normal looking nigga? Are you serious?
Yo,
oh, they would love it. They would have.
Yo, you know what my hustle might be? Here's my hustle. Here's my couple-year plan right now.
Uh-huh.
Get this degree in 3 years.
Yeah.
Record a special on my way out, because they already said that I can get 3 credits for doing a special my last
three
semester.
3 credits, okay.
And they're going to give me an MFA film student, all right?
Yeah.
Then, motherfucking, after I scam UNO to give me a special with a bunch of dick jokes in it and shit.
For real.
Then if I don't sell a screenplay by then or get, like, much action off my special, then I'll probably get a PhD in Germany and shit.
What?
What? Try to be fucking German and English in comedy, you know?
Shit, you can easily get up an hour special within them 3 years.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's okay right now, but if I was able to, like, after a couple years, like, transfer all my jokes to German and do it like that, that would be fucking great.
What? Do your jokes in German?
Yeah, man.
Oh, that would be
awesome.
Wouldn't
that be cool?
That would. Exactly. See, that's what I'm talking about right there. What if you just transfer? That's a whole nother field you could pick up.
Yeah.
To have on your side.
Yeah.
Just a whole other community that would like you.
And then it's like, oh, if you do German TV but you're American, then America's all of a sudden like, what the fuck is this guy doing over there?
And then you're not normal German.
Then I'm also the American guy who has all this experience.
You know? Yes. You looked up upon.
You know, Tom Rhodes said that. He went to...
Tom Rhodes a traveler.
English, but he went to fucking Holland. He went to Amsterdam, and he was a fucking late-night guy there. You know?
I don't do that.
That's one of my heroes in my life is Tom Rhodes. I want to be clear about that.
That's awesome, dude.
He was on my podcast and stuff.
Was he really?
Yeah, dude. Nicest dude ever. So.
Wow, that's awesome, dude. I've seen him on Netflix.
Yeah, man. He gave me a special. I watched that shit. He was so nice. I met him at the safari. Whenever he goes to fucking does flappers, he stays at the safari. Whoa, that was awesome. A big secret I'm dropping. So
wow.
If you want to stalk him, do it there.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about stalking. But that's awesome, dude. I've heard about a dude that's learned Japanese and told just jokes and... I don't know how that's really going. I think that's just something I'm kind of making up somewhere in my head, but it's something like that.
Yeah, you
know,
man.
You just know certain language. But anyway, but yeah, that's just awesome. That's awesome. I want to get to where I can meet people like that.
I made one joke. Listen, I was in Germany when I was 16. I made one joke in German in my life, and I made...
Make sure I don't miss my turn.
Yeah, so it's the next one down there. Take that right. So I made one crowd in German laugh. Once when I was 16,
yeah?
And I still remember the joke.
What was the joke?
So I said I was asking if there was any nude beaches.
Yeah.
And then I was asking if there was fishing, you know, if people were fishing, you know, at the nude beaches and if that's dangerous because you could get your jibblies caught in there. And then I cracked up a whole room of Germans and I was like, fuck, that was cool.
Yeah.
And like, you know, it's those little moments that could like whisper a little secret something to you.
I read
that kind of put you on a certain path.
I ran into some Russians one time and they scared the shit out of me. I forgot who was with me, but I ran into them and I was high as a motherfucker. And I didn't know what they were saying, but they knew that I was high as shit. And it was pointing it out and it was like, ha ha ha, you high, you missed a funny man, you missed a funny man. And I was like, what the fuck? I don't know how I'm prepared to fight a Russian. Russians kick niggas to sleep. Like, just people in general, they kick them to sleep.
Right.
I'm not here with my brother. I'm not really sure what the fuck can happen. And I don't know what the fuck they're saying, but it's scaring me. And I'm like, so I'm just trying to be as polite as possible, keeping the smile on my face and trying to comprehend what the fuck they might be talking about. And it was just me being high. And it was just like, yeah, you seem like a funny guy because you're high. So I was like, oh, okay.
And you just had this thing that they were going to, like, murder you in a mob
pit. I thought they was going to try to jump me or something. I was like, Russians deal with the cold a lot. I'm pretty sure their fucking fists are sting right now. No clue why. I just think that it, like, Jack Frost is fighting me for some reason. You got cold fists. And yeah, I was just like, but they were cool.
I think
as shit,
I gotta
though.
Say something oh. towards. This has been another episode of Highway Diaries.
Highway Diaries.
And motherfucking bag. Thanks to my guest Kyle Smith from Road Dog. You know what I'm saying?
It's been a crazy one today. This time,
it's been a long day. We've hung out together. We got some dad dog and shit. You know.
I'm not gonna remember any of this shit.
Living the dream.
Peace.